from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It appears counterfeit political advertising. Kamala Harris with an Eagles helmet on over digitally at SEPTA bus stops, maybe a couple of them, and I believe without a doubt there's SEPTA markings and all that, that they own that, and they allowed this ad to go out. Now, I can say that as a big-mouth talk show host, but guess what? Linda Kearns, the Secretary of Defense, was already on this, Dan, and we had her on today investigating it, and now she can give us some details that are going on with this nonsense. Linda, welcome back. I realize you couldn't tell us that before, you rat, but I'm glad you were investigating it.
No, Tom. Earlier when I was on, I actually had a campaign aide out there taking pictures of it, looking at it for me. So I was on the show with you, and he was sending me the pictures because we were trying to figure out if someone had posted over it or yes, it was indeed an actual ad. And our aide said it looked like an actual ad because it was like inside the side of the bus stop. Like it wasn't just papered over. It looked like somebody official had put that up.
So is it digital or is it a paper kind of thing that's inside the frame?
It's inside a glass frame, but he looked at it and he said there's really, you know, absent like taking down the whole thing, it would be really hard for anyone but SEPTA to change that or anyone with the key. But, Dom, you made an excellent point. I don't even know if you needed to have me on. Al Schmidt is so, dedicated to disinformation and fact-checking. I want to see a big spot on the Secretary of State website that says, fact check, false, the Eagles do not endorse Kamala Harris. That's what I want to see from Al Schmidt, because he's so anxious to talk about other types of disinformation. He should absolutely jump on this.
Absolutely. So, Dan, let's try to get him on again tomorrow. But I would say the chieftain here, though, the guy that's weaponizing it, Al Schmidt will go along with it, but it's Josh Shapiro, you know, making his mark, Homeland Security. Remember all that, the meeting, the FBI we had you on? What's the penalty going to be? What we need here is to get to the bottom of this. We need to chill this, because if this were a Trump ad that were put up there, oh my God, what would happen?
Right. And SEPTA, I looked it up earlier today. SEPTA has a policy. They actually do not accept, you know, actual political advertising. Supposedly that's their policy for or against any candidate. That's why I was so surprised when my campaign aide went out there and said, hey, this does look like someone from SEPTA put it up. SEPTA was actually sued back leading up to 2020 because an interest group tried to put an ad up that was trying to promote like an ideology, and they got sued and they were told that they had to accept that, but that was not promoting a particular candidate. So this does seem to be against their policy and something they're allowed not to accept. So, and you saw that the Eagles already tweeted out that they're completely disavowing this.
Yeah, exactly. But now you're right. The ball is in the court. And again, I realize it's a holiday and all this, but to your point, Linda, and I hope the media, other media won't make it, you and I will, though, Al Schmidt would pounce on something else to send a message. And that's right. He ought to be putting it up on the website right now, something that to the effect, this appears to be out of bounds because the Philadelphia Eagles deny it. That's pretty good probable cause here that this is not true. And we are going to be vigilant on disinformation. This is one we're going to get to the bottom of. He ought to be doing it right now.
Absolutely, Don, because I'm a firm believer in the First Amendment, and I believe that the solution to this so-called disinformation is just more information. So the fact that, you know, Al Schmidt runs around and talking about disinformation, he's usually talking about things Republicans say, which is really, really disappointing. But if SEPTA did accept an ad from about Kamala Harris, which it doesn't look like they did, then they better accept an ad from President Trump.
Yeah, and look, you are the perfect blend. You are provocative. We've said this before as a talk show guest, and you're going to host even. But you're also grounded in not going too far with wild-eyed stuff that you were checking on this. You could have said to us, hey, this appears to be, but you got your person out there, you're checking it. Somebody has the key. Somebody ought to do it. And then the pivot is to make a point of how vigilant they're going to be. I'm betting he won't, and Josh Shapiro won't.
Right. Wait, you just talked about hosting. Are you offering me your job?
I mean, because
maybe that was an actual job offer, and I can sue if I don't get it.
Wait a minute, Dan. I will counter sue it. She didn't win Pennsylvania if something bad happens here, and I put my trust in this. It was fraudulent. I mean, I put her on Mount Rushmore, and maybe it didn't work.
Well, Dom, what your listeners should do, actually, this might be backfiring on whoever did it, because the comments on this are hysterical. I mean, all the comments I see are so anti-Camilla and pro-Trump, like if you look on Twitter or look on Instagram. So this might actually turn out being, you know, to be an ad for President Trump, because all these people are saying keep politics out of sports, and we don't want Kamala, and this is gonna jinx the season. And remember what Michael Jordan said? He said Republicans buy sneakers too. So yeah, companies in general should just stay out of this. But it does look like this is someone with mischief and just thought that this was funny. And yeah, I think it will backfire. And certainly we're gonna follow up, because you know, if this is disinformation, we want to see Al Schmidt apply that policy to this, like he does to everything that is perceived to be Republican disinformation.
I'd like to be a fly on the wall in the Philadelphia Inquirer. I was invited there once, couldn't do it, to the editorial meeting. Oh my God, tomorrow. Are they going to write about this? This is a classic example of disinformation, misinformation, then pivot. But Trump is so much worse, but at least acknowledge it. And what's going to be done about it? Linda, let's just speculate a hair here, though. I mean,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I mean, I think it's pretty rigorous to get SEPTA. Nobody over there was triggered. Wait a minute. The Philadelphia Eagles are not going to do that. Wouldn't you have an apprehension if it's your job on this? Whoa, you don't fool around with the Philadelphia Eagles. They're one of the biggest entities in the country, in the world. And they're probably not going to be common sense, right?
I think so. So if somebody did this as a joke or this is serious, because there are specific laws too about putting who paid for the advertisements on these ads, and that's not on there. And we have those laws for a reason, so we know who said it. And it doesn't even say at the bottom who paid for it.
Is there any way, so your guy thinks this is a poster rather than some digital images flashing in?
No, he said that it's like a glass frame, and he said in order to get that inside, you would have had to basically have the key or take apart the entire booth. So he said it absolutely looks like it was professionally done by whoever usually puts up ads. There was a different ad on the other side of it. So he said, I mean, obviously he was just on the street looking at it. And then he's
what I'm suggesting, Linda, is somebody hacking or something. And then Al Schmidt should really go to town even more to say, here's the evidence. We're even handed. We'll try to get him on. He talks to me occasionally. But I'm just going to say, no, we don't believe it. Make us believe it, Al. Go to town on this. You couldn't ask for anything bigger than the Philadelphia Eagles and on SEPTA property. You ought to be able to make a point about this. Let's not worry about the Russians. Let's worry about the morons here in Philadelphia.
Yep. I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. And obviously it's a holiday, so even though I'm working, I know he is. But we are definitely going to look into this because we take all this stuff very, very seriously. So, and I'm going to encourage voters again, since you have me on, protectthevote.com. And next Monday, we're having a Protect the Vote event out in Montgomery County. Chairman Watley's coming back. He's going to speak to the volunteers, and then we're going to have another training. Pam Bondi's going to be there, too. So we're not taking our foot off the gas. It's go time. Labor Day is the start of serious campaign season. So it is time. And I so much appreciate you guys just continuing to talk about and having on all the people from the Trump campaign and the RNC, because it's so important to get this out to voters.
Well, Linda, great work again, though. We should have known. Yeah, Linda Kearns, probably on it, Dan. I thought you had another scoop here. Spoils everything.
I know. I couldn't say it while I was on the air before because I was still investigating. But when I get off and I talk to Dan about my new job hosting between 12 and 3, I can get into it a little bit more. So.
All right. Oh, my goodness. Well, no Elvis on this show. No, I love Elvis, just so you know. I'm not like...
While you're here, Linda, is that like a troll thing that you're doing to put Greg through
it?
No,
I heard you say that I was trying... I love Elvis. Like, I sit here and listen to Elvis when I'm working. I've been to Graceland like 9 times. I just love Elvis.
Oh, my God. Graceland. What is the all-time Elvis song?
I feel like that's a place you go once and it's, you know, you've seen it once.
Yeah. What's the all-time Elvis song?
Well, they keep opening new rooms, so I have to go back and see new rooms. Oh, my gosh. There's so many Elvis. How could I pick? I love Suspicious Minds, Can't Help Falling in Love. Oh, I can't even pick. I love that picture of him with Nixon. I mean, Elvis shaking hands with a Republican. It's like my dream picture. I have it on a mug.
God.
I have it in a frame.
Well, I would say this. I've given him the highest honor. He's the only one off the top of my head over the years who I think I would say, okay, he can sing my way. Nobody else.
Yeah, he did a great job with that song. Absolutely, absolutely.
Just so everyone knows what we're talking about, too, the morning show, all week we've been playing Elvis, and that's because Linda was really, really gracious. She donated to Families Behind the Badge and won the privilege to pick the music for the morning show.
Oh,
and
boy.
She's picked deep cuts of Elvis, going all the way through live albums and also... Thank you for bringing us, you know, good stuff to play in the mornings, but also thank you for putting Greg through at the gauntlet.
All right, Linda, come on now. I'll find a charity. If you have the money, make Dan play Springsteen all week. Oh, yes.
Well, I know. See, I don't like Springsteen, so I'm not going to do that, but one of the producers gave me a list of all the songs that Stalker hates. So, if I do have money for the next charity event, I'm going to donate, and that's the list I'm going to give that Stalker's going to have to play in the morning show a week. So that's the next trick I have up my sleeve, just to irritate him.
Thank you, Linda.
And obviously give money to the Children Behind the Badge.
Of course. Of course. Thank you, Linda, very much.
Have a great day.
All right, Dan. Should have known it. You were on top of it. You were vigilant. She already had investigators out there.
A lot of angles I pulled from that, though, Dom, that I want to explore with you. First, a precarious position for the Eagles, because currently on Twitter, what's happening now is a lot of conservatives on Twitter are saying, well, the Eagles being so quick to respond is a clear endorsement of Trump, is it not? So now the Eagles know that they have to navigate some waters here, because you're going to have people saying, well, do you endorse Trump? Do you endorse Kamala? And they might have their hands forced into some kind of political situation here.
Well, who's the most likely Eagle that would be a Trumper?
Jason Kelce.
You think so?
Oh, I think so. Him and Travis arguing now that Taylor's in the picture.
Yeah, that'd be good show fodder. How's that podcast? $100 million.
I don't listen to the podcast. So.
By the way, Jim, I think the
Lane
ad might
Johnson's
be
the answer.
Yeah, it might be sponsored by somebody there, Jim. You thinking?
Jim,
who's the sponsor of this at halftime in Brazil here?
Well, we got a great halftime show, and this Kamala Harris ad is brought to you by PNC. Now, listen to me, Dom. Who cares who's on the bus? They can put Trump on the bus. They can put anyone on the bus. But as long as the Eagles have a victory season, who cares, correct? And it's like Dom says, the NFL could do whatever they want. It's just like crack cocaine.
Thank you. Oh, my God. All right.
Talking legal issues, that is not the real Meryl Reese.
Yeah, it's not Meryl Reese, yes. It's none of that. That's just, yeah, all that. Okay, so your reaction to this. We'll try to get Al Schmidt on the show. He talked to me, Dan. Now we're over at Channel 6 when that happened. Is he going to make an example of this? So it doesn't appear to be hacked. It appears to be somebody with the key put this in there.
All right, so that's my other angle that I want to explore with you.
Yes.
So I'm concerned now that this gives an easy out to SEPTA. Because when you have these kind of cases like this, there are many things in public that you wouldn't realize that you can go on Amazon and get a key for that would unlock the thing. So they, I think predicting what their argument's going to be to cover all this crap up is that someone went online, got the key, unlocked it, put a poster and locked it back up, and it had nothing to do with the advertiser or SEPTA. End of story. Move on.
Just one thing. And we know SEPTA, remember the head of SEPTA told me we got thousands of cameras. Don't they have cameras at these bus stop portals? Yeah.
Great point.
Yeah, I don't know. They don't watch them, as we know. But oh, man. You know who should be on this? Steve Keeley's the guy.
Yes.
I bet tonight, it's even though it's a holiday, Steve Keeley's sniffing around there now with 50 sources on this.
The best investigative journalist in the city by far.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's not even another one. Okay, coming up, we'll have Dom's Money Melody. Let me get one more on what is the quintessential short town. Joe in Bordentown. Joe, what's your short town?
Hello, Dom.
Hi, Joe. What's your short town?
Oh. Hello, Dom.
Yes. Czar of Trenton, what's your board? What's your short town?
Yes.
Mantaroking, where my millionaire cousin lives. It has the highest income in New Jersey.
What's so good about that?
What's good about it? You can hang around with millionaires.
All right, Czar.
I need a town with some billionaires. I was just saying that at Mulligan's the other day. Oh, man, I'm still getting over Dan. Bob Kelly, he almost jumped up on the bar. Drinks for the bar!
That was amazing.
Oh, my God, he got all wound up. He was really, really good. He was one of the stars. He's still watching.
Oh, I thought I had
it. You got it?
Yeah, I do. Just give me one second. I got to turn
off
the music.
Yeah, here's at Mulligan's. Magical things happen at Mulligan's every single time that we're there.
Here you go. Let's see if this works.
Just at the beginning of the boardwalk.
It's right there.
North Wildwood.
Watch
yeah.
the tramp car, please. So
yeah, exactly. You know,
can I just do something real quick? Hold on. Where's the bar? Everybody in the bar. Here's what I'd like to do. Can we buy a round for everybody in the bar?
Oh, my God.
Come on. Here we go.
Everybody. Oh, my God.
We're going to buy a round.
Oh, Bob, you don't got to do that.
Yeah, you can't come to an Irish.
That's that big TV.
Here we go.
Rose said, well, why didn't you jump in and say, I'm buying a sandwich for everyone at the bar? No, I don't think so. My God.
Wow, Ro, that's very generous of you.
What was it, like Oprah? I'm giving a car to everybody outside at the bar. Oh, my God.
You get a car.
Mulligan's. We have to be at Mulligan's. Boy, I would love it every week. Oh, my goodness. 855.
Seriously, just want to underline how great of a guy Bob Kelly was stopping by.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Dan and Linda Kearns on this. So I'd love to get your reaction around the whole issue of this Philadelphia Eagles endorsement fake. The Eagles have denied it. They're not doing it. But it's on SEPTA property, SEPTA bus stops, at least two, we believe. Doesn't appear to be digital. Appears to be. And, Dan, you know, if it were digital, it's a little bit easier to do. But to be putting posters in there, you got to create this poster, and she's in the Philadelphia Eagles helmet. And then you have to have the key, and you're doing it at two spots?
Yeah.
I don't think,
you don't think
if it's
so?
You know what? The story here then in the media ought to be talking about is how easy, we've talked about it, about getting into postal boxes, getting a check you're sending, washing it, and all that. This is very similar. So is Al Schmidt going to prosecute whoever has done this and make an example of them to the fullest extent of the law? Is Josh Shapiro going to do that? Because if these were Trump people, you would see this as a national story. I bet Linda has let the national people know, but they ought to be out there on this. And they ought to be saying exactly that. We're tired of hearing misinformation, disinformation. What are you going to do about this? Dan, where's that rapid response team? Remember all that? Homeland Security. We have rapid response. Well, it's a holiday. Yeah, I think the National Guard would be sent to those two places. Move back there, ma'am. You can't see that poster. They'd be sent over there to block it if it were a Trump poster. They wouldn't go, oh, it's Labor Day. Come on, what's the big deal? A couple of posters. Then stop it already with your disinformation, misinformation, every time we say something that you don't like. That's all that it comes down to. It's ridiculous. It's called freedom of speech. More speech. Just put more speech out there rather than trying to shut this stuff down. So we have this fake Kamala Harris ad. The Philadelphia Eagles have said that. What are they going to do about it at SEPTA stops, at least two of them? On Twitter, Dan, the Truth Whisperer says, I certainly hope this is fake. As a 60-year Eagles fan, this would be 10 times worse than the Danny Watkins pick. What I love about this town, I love people that hold grudges and remember stuff like this, you know? The Danny Watkins pick, he was a 27-year-old fireman. And the University of Miami, Dan, had a guy that scored their first touchdown, Cam McCormick, who is a 26-year-old, and he's been at the school for 9 years.
Wait,
this is his ninth year.
What?
He's had injuries. Something's wrong with this that you play at the same school. My God. He plays a game or two, gets hurt, and then they give him another year. Ninth year.
9 years? That's
longer
than a lot of people's NFL career.
Yeah, well, you know, at the University of Miami, what would you learn in 4 years? 9 years doesn't make any difference, you know, as far as I can tell. You talk about outlaws. God. All right, so I'd love to get your reaction to what has happened here around this Philadelphia Eagles thing. We're on it. Let's go to Robert in Ben Salem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, happy Labor Day.
Hey, Dom, Dan, happy Labor Day. I'm sorry yous are working, but I'm glad yous are working. The lady that was talking about having to deal with the abortion issue within the Republican Party,
yes,
suggesting that Republicans strategize 4 years ahead, I would caution her that the Democrats strategize 4 years ahead, and now all of their wacky supporters, and I am not equating Hamas supporters with people of conscience who are against abortion in any way. But they're having that problem because they strategized 4 years in advance without taking that into account, and now they're losing their support. I would much rather us get together and explain that a national election should not even be about abortion since it went back to the states' rights. And
well, I hear you, but you know what? We ought to be doing that, but they undercut each other. DeSantis undercut the others, Robert. It's pretty clear. He saw that vote. I was in Iowa. He sees that, I would say, extremely harsh pro-life vote. He went with a six-week thing, which is impossible. It's crazy.
It's going to hurt him later on, and you said that a long time ago when we were talking about whether he should run or not. But I really just think that you know how I feel about abortion, but I'm understanding that my state will decide what the abortion policy is for people who live in my state. A national election is a different entity, and if they go off the rails on their personal crusade, they're going to wind up getting a whole lot more abortion than they bargained for. That's all. You know what I mean?
Exactly. What's your shutdown?
Well, I gave it to you on Friday, Hilton Head, South Carolina.
Yes.
But as a joke, I'd like to suggest a beach town that actually was in a movie. That would be Amity from Jaws, although I don't think they're doing as well these days. You guys have a great day, all right?
Thank you very much. That's very near Nantucket, I think. That's what he's referencing, yeah. We got somebody who worked for SEPTA. Let's go to Jesse in Drexel Hill. Hi, Jesse. Happy Labor Day.
Hey, Dom. How you doing?
Good.
Listen, I had worked for SEPTA a long time ago, and you know, that ad space that we're talking about is all contracted out. In other words, SEPTA goes out on bids to an ad agency and say, we got all this space. They request bids. The highest bidder gets the space. and then that space is sold to clients, you know, sneaker companies, whatever. Now, as you mentioned, if that's a paper ad, you know, that ad has to be designed and then it has to be printed. And a crew would go around, open up the case, and put the ad in. Now, was there an ad already in that case that they put in and they had to take out? I don't know. But, you know, a crew would take the ad around and put it into the space. So the ad company that owns that space, technically, would know if they had a crew that did that, or maybe this whole thing was just a bootlegged operation.
Yeah,
I don't
but
know.
Here's the thing, Jesse. Again, SEPTA can't farm that out because SEPTA, as you know, has been very vigilant on ads, say, on buses and trolleys and all.
Exactly.
I think it was the Second Amendment ad. If SEPTA did that, and then an ad agency, they're allowing to decide what to put up on their property, then they ought to be fired. They're even more complicit. You don't get to get away from your responsibility. And we're going to stay on this with Al Schmidt and these others who are weaponizing this against us, putting up a sacred object in Philadelphia, of all things. This wasn't some minor endorsement, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah. Well, it should be pretty simple to find out, you know, who paid for the ad, who paid for it, if it was paid for, you know, because the ad company would have sold that. So who did they sell it to? That should be easy to find out.
Exactly.
You know?
Thank you, Jesse. And I would assume there's surveillance tape of bus stops. I mean, they want to make them safer. We have cameras on everything, not that SEPTA. Look. It's probably a worse entity, we've been through this before, than the city of Philadelphia. Yeah, and somebody's calling in. Yes, I know that Leslie Richards runs it, and that's a buddy, formerly Montgomery County, with Josh Shapiro. She's a disgrace. It's a disgraceful organization. I realize it's difficult what they have to deal with, but they're not good.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.